In the Capitol Rotunda and talking with State Senator Darren Bailey. Senator, you and your Senate Republican colleagues unveiled a package of legislation Tuesday to detail your proposals to address this just out of control crime that we're seeing all over the state.
Absolutely. And as you suggest, it's all over the state. Crime is no longer just a Chicago problem. But in my own district, the 55th Senate District, we lost Sean Riley recently as he was actually showing up to help a stranded motorist. So, the question was raised with the press, what's the root of this problem? And obviously, ultimately, I believe it's the breakdown of the family. I believe it's the breakdown of a discipline in our schools. It's the breakdown of respect to humanity. And, we have got to tighten up the laws of this land to protect the men and women that protect us. And we have got to start putting some teeth into some of these, some of the punishments to make sure that the punishment fits the crime. And I believe when we do that, we'll begin to see a decline in some of this nonsense.
Well, over the past probably year or more, we've seen huge disrespect for law enforcement and authority in general, especially law enforcement, where you have all these movements across the country about defunding the police. The crime package that you and your colleagues have actually addresses, and instead of defunding the police, it does the opposite, right?
Absolutely. It's time to, we'd love a complete repeal of what took place almost a year ago. And yes, we've got to start putting money towards these men and women, because ultimately that is Illinois' problem. Yes, we have high taxes. Yes, our schools are falling apart. But if people don't feel safe, they're not going to live here. If businesses don't think they're going to be protected, they're not going to come here and open up shop. So yes, some of the agenda items from the Democrats a year ago to defund the police, to simply decimate it, and it's working. Law enforcement officers are retiring early, they're moving out of state, and our next generation is failing to come in. We've got to give them reason to be here, to be able to train them and to properly equip them.
And there's funding tied to that effort?
Absolutely. Much of the funding that we believe was taken away, it needs to be returned, and we have got to raise the bar, and this is a priority, a top priority for the state of Illinois, to infuse money to build back law enforcement.
And you have introduced a specific piece of legislation to address the attacks that we're seeing on police officers across the state.
So interestingly enough, yes, I've introduced a bill that would call for the allowance of the death penalty for anyone who kills a law enforcement officer. And it's interesting because as we talk about funding the police, well, one of these items, a year ago, the state legislator, the Democrats, said, we want you to police force, you need to start wearing body cams, but oh, by the way, you have to pay for them. Well, interestingly enough, the last two killings, with the Bradley police officer Marlene Ritmanick and Sean Riley with the Wayne County Sheriff's Department, those were captured on the body cam. So there is absolutely no doubt what the crime was. There's absolutely no doubt who committed that crime. And I believe that this, for such a time as this, this law makes sense.
Well, originally, this crime package from the Senate Republicans was unveiled some months ago, back in September of 2021. It's basically ignored by the majority party in Springfield. I don't believe Governor Pritzker ever really commented on it. We're at the start of a new spring session in 2022, so do you have any feeling about where these bills, or where these proposals are going to go, or is this kind of spitting into the wind, maybe?
Well, typically in the past it would be spitting into the wind, but I think people across Illinois are starting to wake up. And if people will wake up and hold their elected officials accountable, we will see some action. You know, it's interesting. The Democrats love to create the ultimate problem. Then they love to swoop back in several months later, hoping people forget and come up with these petty solutions that they usually offer. You know, we even saw that recently with the energy bill, a problem ongoing that they continue to create and perpetuate, but yet come back in and try to put a Band-Aid on it, obviously coming into election season.
All right, State Senator Darren Bailey, thanks very much.
Thank you.